dealing with bad news. Not all projects go well, right? Again, themes. Be proactive. How do you be easy to manage when there's bad news? How do you build your reputation still? Well, be upfront. The biggest thing is your manager needs to hear something from you before anyone else. You never want her leader or her partner or a different team member go, oh, did you hear about this that Diego was managing? Or they might not point you out. I shouldn't say that. It's not about a blame thing. It's maybe about a project, right? You hear like it got moved from, you know, first release to second release. Even things that are not, I would say, catastrophes, if you own them, your manager should hear that from you. Be factual, diplomatic, and accountable. If you're partially responsible for some of it, or it's just because you own it, it's always to show accountability. Because now, especially if you made a mistake, and it's a human error, like I made a mistake, to say that up front to your manager instead of them having to figure out how to come down on you makes you easy to manage because you're already aware you made a mistake and you actually have options or offering what you're going to do next. Because as much as there's bad news, the worst thing you can do is go, here's bad news, manager, please help me solve it, and you dump it on her or him to solve it. That is bad. That is worse, right? Share, you got to figure out if you own something, own it all the way, be accountable. Share how you plan to solve, and then get feedback. Because now you have made a mistake, so there's probably going to be feedback. And so listen and learn. Let your manager voice. Sometimes it may just be, they'll go, oh my God, why does this happen, you know? And yes, you made a mistake, so listen, be humble, but then focus on fixing it. It's less about blame, and it's also less about blaming others, right? Because if you go down a blame game, the one finger you're pointing out, there's three fingers pointing back. Because the more you blame others, the more people think in that mindset and start thinking about what they want to blame you for. So focus on just what happened, how are you going to fix it, what you're going to learn from it, and be proactive. Because that is the best thing you can do to build a reputation for yourself, protect the reputation of your manager, and be easy to manage. And I'm going to send out these links, but I did write an article that's a little bit more in detail about this that has and there's actually a tangible example from a member before that I had to help her with. And Diego, this is true whether it's, you know, whether you're meeting in person or meeting virtually.